This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is down in beautiful Wishing, North Dakota for the sauerkraut day. He was on with us earlier. They're getting ready to serve starting at 11, go to 1. Check that out. Fine, Todd. Say hi. Congressman Kevin Cramer. Here for our weekly talk radio town hall this hour as well. Your questions and comments welcome for him. And he, too, is headed for Wishing and sauerkraut day. So, your chance to get down there and say hello. 800, I'm about to give our telephone number now. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. If you prefer a local number, that's okay too. You can also text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, and also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. While we're waiting for... he's ready to go. All right, perfect. Sounds good. And we have Steve and Art ready to go already on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome other calls, so bring them in. Whether it's a text, whether it's a email, whether it's a call, we'll take them all. Telephone numbers 258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer, can you smell the sauerkraut and the sausage yet?
Not quite, Scotty. I'm en route on some very snowy roads and a rather blustery sky right now, so we're traveling rather slowly. But I expect to catch up to the smell fairly soon.
Nothing like it. Do you remember your first sauerkraut day?
Oh, I do. It was like I thought, wow, I had no idea it was a national holiday, and it was quite the to-do, but I do remember. It was a long time ago. I think I was tourism director at the time, in fact.
Steve in Montana has a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, not so much a question, but in light of what Hillary said about civility, I wanted to remind everybody about what Barack Obama said at a public speech. I believe it was during the 2012 election cycle, where he told a pro-Democrat audience, if they bring a knife to a fight, they're bringing the Republicans, then you bring a gun. So I'm not surprised by what Hillary has to say, because it's been coming for a long time from the Democrats.
All right, Steve, I appreciate the call. Can I play the cut first here, maybe, and so folks that haven't heard it understand what was said. It's breathtaking by Hillary Clinton. Roll that cut, Kevin, would you?
What you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength. And you heard how the Republican members, led by Mitch McConnell, the president, really demeaned the confirmation process, insulted and attacked not only Dr. Ford, but women who were speaking out. You know, look, I remember Republican operatives shutting down the voting in Florida in 2000. I remember the swift voting of John Kerry. I remember the things that even the Republican Party did to John McCain in 2000. I remember what they did to me for 25 years, the falsehoods, the lies, which unfortunately people believe because the Republicans have put a lot of time, money, and effort in promoting them.
What do you make of that?
There's that vast right-wing conspiracy again that's responsible for Hillary Clinton's failures as a candidate for the presidency. But we have a United States senator who thought she'd be the greatest president in the United States has ever seen. No, what she is saying, Scotty, is exactly the opposite of reality. And for her to not just suggest, but actually pronounce that civility can return, the Democrats can become civil after they win the House and or the Senate, tells you everything you need to know about who's responsible for this outlandish behavior. I mean, do we need to remember what Nancy Pelosi said? Do we need to replay the crazy, unhinged comments of Maxine Waters calling on people to literally to harass? How about that whole resistance movement, indivisible movement? How about the, you know, I was there. I was there in Washington, D.C., walking with my family through the crowds in after the inauguration of Donald Trump, watching, having to cover the eyes of our children so they wouldn't see all the vulgar signs and images that the Women's March on Washington were carrying. It's disgusting. So, and by the way, one only needs to have watched that last hearing with Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford to see who was lacking in civility. There wasn't a single outrage by a Republican until Lindsey Graham finally lit into what was nothing short of a riotous protest coming from Democrats that are sitting on the actual committee. Character assassination is the art form that Democrats have absolutely perfected. And by the way, I mean, we're what, less than 4 weeks from an election here in North Dakota, where my wife is being attacked by Heidi Heitkamp, my children are being attacked by Heidi Heitkamp, where in her own ad, she knowingly lies about how to give it to a state employee. If she wasn't a candidate for the United States Senate, she could not say the things that she's been saying in her own TV ad. Of course, you don't see a lot of that covered by the mainstream media, even in North Dakota, even though they've been found out by PolitiFact.
Well, it's one thing I want to ask you about. So you mentioned this, but Heitkamp has had some pretty favorable comments, to say the least, about Hillary Clinton. We just heard Hillary Clinton saying, you know, there's no need to be civil, folks, and we're not going to be civil until we win a political election. It's pretty amazing. She said this. I'll play this for anybody that hasn't heard it.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton because she is going to be one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And more. But
yeah.
So, scenario, Donald Trump says what Hillary Clinton said about we don't need to be civil and we're not going to be until we win an election. How long before every reporter in North Dakota calls you to ask whether you agree or disagree?
Oh, for the first year and a half of his presidency, every time he tweet or say something, they call me like it was my fault and ask me for a response. Never does she have to answer for the craziness of the left. By the way, where was our former Attorney General Heidi Heitkamp when the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee threw due process right out the window in the most high-profile judicial confirmation process of all things? Where was she when this behavior was going on, when members of the Judiciary Committee were making these wild accusations and suggesting that somehow we needed to, you know, we needed to investigate further claims by clients of a porn star lawyer making claims of you know, wild sex parties and gang rapes and druggings and all uncorroborated and somehow she remained silent. Well, when you remain silent in that type of an injustice scenario, particularly as a sitting United States senator and a former attorney general, your silence is really rather deafening. But here's what scares me. We're less than 4 weeks from the next election. And if what happened to Brett Kavanaugh is allowed and not confronted, well, then what's going to happen to me? What crazy accusation are we supposed to believe in the next 4 weeks that comes out about me? I don't know. I have no idea. I've tested every possible attack on me that I can test. And the problem is, they don't have to be true, obviously. And then that's unfortunately the status of Democratic politics today in the United States.
And I do hope that she is asked, because it should be the responsibility of the media to ask, what about this? Do you agree with? What don't you agree with?
She'll be asked when she goes on your show or any number of other shows or talks to any number of other reporters that are willing to ask it. The problem is she won't respond to those calls. And she'll go on, the show that her brother airs and hosts, but she won't be asked that question by him. And she certainly is not going to be asked by, some of the other competing media outlets in North Dakota, some of the very big ones.
Let's see. We have a break coming up. We have Art in New Rockford, so we're going to go to you first, Art. And then right behind that is John and Minot. We have Litha, I think that's how you say it, Litha and Larimore as well on deck. Stay tuned. That when we return.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain-feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinner. Talk Radio Town Hall is on the air. Congressman Kevin Cramer, brought to you in part today by MyPillow, as we always are. I've been talking about a new product, new for me and new for Mike Lindell and his team at MyPillow, because Mike He's done it again. He's designed a great product. This one is the MyPillow Mattress Topper. And it is, here's how much they believe in it, 10-year warranty. 10-year warranty. At any point you're not happy, 10 years, boom, I want a new one. You can wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA. It's backed with the 60-day money-back guarantee. So you sleep on it 59 nights until you just make sure it's perfect and it's for you. And if not, send it back. Another great way to go. I'll give you 30% off if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Let's see. We're going to go Art next up here, and Art is in New Rockford. Hello, Art.
Hi, Scott. First of all, thank you for taking my call, and I also wanted to tell you, give you a compliment. You are the hardest working talk show host in America, I believe. But anyway,
hey, Art, I know nearly all of them, and you're right.
Yeah. Well, Congressman Cramer, I just have a question for you real quick. Like, I watched you on Fox and Friends this morning, and you did a good job. Except I have one bone to pick for you, and it seems like Republicans always have to say cover themselves with this comment. First of all, I believe you described the hate that's coming out of the Democratic Party right now and the Democrats, and it is hate. But then you said in your interview that the conservatives have gone too far, too, at times. Well, I'd like you to give me an example where we've gone too far. Because it's like it's a throw-all line. We have to do that to cover ourselves. I don't recall conservatives ever with the kind of hate that these Democrats have, and have done anything near what these people have done.
Sure. So I would actually, without going to very specific circumstance, what I'm referring to, and we were talking about, they were asking me about the Me Too movement. And I said sometimes in our zeal, whether it's liberals or conservatives, sometimes in their zeal, we actually hurt our own cause. And that's a different measure than sort of what you're talking about. I think oftentimes if in your zeal you demonstrate more anger than, than concern, you might take an independent or somebody that's persuadable and persuade them the other way. And I have seen that happen from time to time, even in legislation where, you know, once you have the moral high ground, hold the moral high ground. And so that was my reference, was it had nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or liberals per se, but rather in the art of persuasion, sometimes your zeal can actually be counterproductive. But as you, I think you hopefully know, that in this current circumstance, which is what we were talking about, that's exactly what's happened. I mean, in fact, take for example a guy like Jeff Flake or even Susan Collins. Had they, who are by the way more likely perhaps to have voted against Brett Kavanaugh than for him, I think the process and the hate that was demonstrated by the committee, if anything, probably drove them more to Brett Kavanaugh's side than against him. So that was the illustration I was trying to make. But I appreciate what you're saying. And
just say one more thing.
Sure.
There is a war out there by the left against the supporters of the Republicans and Donald Trump. And I hope, and I think you guys have, they've exposed themselves more. We need more of our legislatures to speak out and defend their own voters. Because these people have gone way too far. And, I mean, I've been on the end of being threatened, too. And somebody needs to speak out against this and go after them for the stuff they are doing and defend their own voting base. But thank you so much.
No, thanks. Art. No, he makes a very important point, Scott. And this is why what I was saying earlier about Senator Heitkamp, who, you know, likes to pretend or claim that she wasn't part of that craziness. But my point is she also didn't stand up to it. She did not stand up to it. Now, we had an event for me, with President Trump in Fargo recently, where my supporters, in going to their cars in the parking lot, were physically threatened, physically in-your-face threatened by Democratic activists. And this is what we're up against. Now, I'm not suggesting that we get it back in their face. I, you know, turn the other cheek oftentimes. I mean, that is the command for us, and maybe that's a little bit of our handicap sometimes. But that said, I've never heard Heidi Heitkamp talk out against this activity, and she needs to. And if our
and by the way, there, I would add that twice during DAPL and also at one of your Coffee with Kramer events at Beans Coffee in West Fargo, two instances in which I felt, you know, physically in danger. That something could happen. I mean, the screaming, and these, by the way, were women, mostly women. That were.
I was there at their request. Of Indivisible FM or the Resistance FM or whatever they call themselves.
And that was not a kind bunch by any stretch. Lithia in Larimore, you're next for Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Well, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to do just a little bit. Mr. Kramer, you recently commented that you know our state better than all its governors combined, and I was wondering if you could tell your listeners what you know about North Dakota that those people didn't, and what separates you.
Sure. So what I would, no, thanks for the question. And my point is that my reference was not to the state of North Dakota, the people of North Dakota. And we've had some wonderful governors. They know our state pretty well. But I will tell you this. I would put up my day-to-day, face-to-face contact with the individuals of North Dakota. And I'm not talking about the mayors. I love our mayors and, the heads of the county commissions and those things. Those are all important, too. But none of them since Ed Schaefer, and Ed Schaefer is the exception. It is on Ed Schaefer's shoulders I stand, and it is his example that I aspire to follow. And remember, he used to do Capitol for a day once a month in small towns throughout North Dakota. I went to every one of them as a member of his cabinet. And I do this, what I'm doing right now, for a minimum of 2 hours every single week, 200 talk radio shows a year where we don't filter calls. And we just take them as they come. And that's what I'm talking about. I think so oftentimes what we've seen, including among my friends that have served as governors and senators in this state, we've seen people that sort of, they speak to the policies at a pretty high level, but they haven't had the type of face-to-face contact with the common person that I have. No, it's what I like to do. I'm blessed by it. I learn a lot from it. Just yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was in four communities, but I think it was in Langdon, where a woman came up to me and she asked me a favor to intervene on her husband's behalf, who is a disabled veteran, because she could get no help from Senator Heitkamp. And so we took the case on yesterday. That's what I'm talking about.
Lithia, thanks for the call. I will go to Minnesota next, and others welcome. Give us a ring.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Carson Wentz has a hot spring spas and pool tables too, pool table, and a whole lot of other things. But what do you sell here? What attracted Carson to your pool tables, Vince, at Hot Spring Spas?
Well, he wanted the one that had NDSU on it, and Olhausen is the only brand, the only one made in the United States, so they can do custom pool tables, and we did him NDSU pool table and shuffleboard table.
What if I want a University of North Dakota pool table?
We can do a University of North Dakota pool table as well. It's kind of fun to customize your game room.
Hot Spring Spas and pool tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Brunswick and Olhausen pool tables. Come see them. The best brands, Olhausen and Brunswick, at Hot Spring Spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Spring Spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake.
It is price to go.
Now's the time to buy at Hot Spring Spas and pool tables too. Tell them Scott sent you, and save big.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is upon us, and now is the time to seek refuge.
Potentially catastrophic Hurricane Michael at Category 4 strength with winds of about 150 miles an hour about to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott already looking ahead to what's going to happen after the storm moves through.
As soon as Michael passes, we will have a massive wave of response and support coming down and around the Panhandle.
But Scott's warning people who've decided to ride out the storm in evacuation zones that first responders are not going to come out and help anybody while the storm is raging. President Trump's daughter Ivanka confirming she won't replace Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador, tweeting that the president will nominate a formidable replacement for Haley, adding, "That replacement will not be me." And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Fargo-dum. Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Head for Watford City later this week. We'll be up there just near Watford City, actually, for the grand opening of a new gas processing facility that the folks from Oasis Petroleum have built there. I tell you, it's quite an operation. Looking forward to tell you a little bit about it. These are so important. And when I say these, Oasis is obviously doing the opening of theirs, but there's others as well. And it's millions of dollars in jobs and investment and all solving a concern of a flaring and using that for good. It's just a great thing. So anyway, of course, so many wonderful successes in Watford City, not only on the oil and gas front, you know, with the operations that are there and the epicenter that it is for North Dakota's 1 million barrels a day, but also just the community part of it as well. Just the Rough Rider Center is a great place for events. It's a great place to have kids visit. The hotels are fantastic. In fact, you can get the best of the West deal, 10% off the already low price when you tell them Scott sent you right there. And a great coupon book. So we'll see you in Watford City in a couple of days. All right, back to the phones, 271-1100. I'll take a couple more calls, and then I'll weave in a few texts here as well. Text says, LOL, that was a planted call. What does that mean, Congressman Kramer?
Well, what that means is that she was planted by Democrats to try to trip me up or to get me to say something that would drive a wedge between me and my friends. And as you know, we don't screen calls. And she really pretty much made my point for me, didn't she, by having a planted call that we accepted that I answered. This is probably why most of our politicians don't do talk radio. 2 hours of talk radio every single week, and I'm happy to do it. In fact,
whether they're called planted calls or actually real people, we welcome them. The reason, you know, the reason I'm thinking that it might have been a planted call, here's the reason. Lithia and Larimore. So you had to do that kind of, that little kind of cutesy, anyway.
It might be Lithia and Larimore. I don't know whether it is or not, but we don't have it. Somebody that cares.
Right. Yeah, but we welcome more calls of all kind, no matter the origin. Yeah. 258-0550. Frank in Northwest Minnesota for Congressman Kramer. You're up next. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Senator Gonna-be-elect.
Hi, Frank. Nice to talk to you.
Well, I was going to say I'm not a plant, but I do plant. I'm a farmer.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
And my neighbors are getting their checks, and I don't get any because I have no base. I've talked to you before.
Yeah, you have talked to me before.
My dad 20 years ago, and every year I go in good faith to the ASC office and take all my paperwork in and tell them what I planted, certify my acres, And he said, well, maybe the next farm bill, we'll take care of you. And it went through the Bushes, and it went through Obama,
yeah.
and now we got Trump.
Yeah.
Get this thing done and get some. There's younger farmers like me that took over their dad's farm. From, I'm not even young anymore. I'm 60. But you take over to dad's farm, and he always raised cattle and hay, and so we got no base because there was no payment back in the old days.
Right.
They didn't certify. So now it's been 20 years I've been certifying, and still no base.
So can I ask you, Franco, on this topic, and you and I have talked before, but have you talked to our staff about this issue, and have we taken up a case specifically for you to the USDA to see if there's anything that can be done about that, or why it is that they continue to not give you, allow a base for you, or some sort of a.
I'm on the Minnesota. I have talked to
the SBA. That's right. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Okay.
I listened to my guy.
I forget.
I'm on the market. Anyway,
right.
Thanks for your work in the farm bill and getting on before the election.
We're trying our best. Thank you, Frank.
Yep, it's a win.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call. A texter says, are you worried about your supporters getting complacent with your big lead in the polls?
Yes, I am. I'm very worried about that. Scott, it's my biggest concern, quite honestly. And, with a month to go and good poll numbers that are, quite public, to the point where actually fairly widely reported that some of our outside money groups have actually pulled their support out of North Dakota and gone to other more competitive races, whereas Senator Heitkamp, as a result of her vote against Brett Kavanaugh, has been able to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars from California. The California senators, the radical leftists, did an immediate online fundraiser with their radical friends, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. She's already got three times more money than me. For their voter turnout, to get out the vote efforts and mail and calls, and they have hundreds of people that they've hired to put on the streets of North Dakota. So, yes, I am worried about complacency, and it's why we keep making the point. No, do not get complacent. Vote early if you can. If you can't, just make sure you vote. Do not sit this out because you think I have in the bag, because this is a very important election and it's a non-presidential year. So turnout is already low for Republicans as just a matter of fact. It's just a matter of history. So yes, I'm worried about that.
All right, let's go next in order to South Dakota. And Ken, what's on your mind? Ken for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my phone call. My call is in regards to the financial stress of the farming industry right now. I have a conversation with my own banker, and I have several really good friends who are loan officers and other institutions. And there's been a lot of talk amongst us about how local bankers and institutions would go to the 10th degree to help farmers, but they're limited by what the regulators that come in and examine their banks are going to allow. What can we do to get the financial decisions made on back in the local level so that these guys aren't so afraid of the regulators who aren't letting them work with, the local farmers? These regulators don't know my situation. They don't know if I'm a good operator or a poor operator, and they live in big cities. They don't even know what these commodities are worth.
Yeah.
And yet they're making decisions on my financial decision or financial future.
Well, thanks for raising that point. In fact, Scotty, just yesterday when I was, it was either Park River or Cavalier, could have been Langdon, but I think it was Park River or Cavalier. I met with bankers in every one of those communities and asked specifically about this topic. And most of them out there are feeling, fairly good about this next season. Certainly the mitigation plan that the president put out and the USDA put out with regard to certain crops that are targeted is helpful to the bankers, that they have that, that assurance. My message to them is to reassure them that the crop insurance program and the commodity titles things are mandatory spending, so that they're not as confined to the year, that the fiscal year for the farm bill. But I asked them specifically about this point, and a couple of them raised the fact that we do have regulators coming in here fairly soon, and we aren't concerned about our own portfolio except from a regulatory standpoint, because they don't understand our business and our constituency. We have worked consistently since the day I got to Congress to try to rein in this crazy Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank did the banks what Obamacare has done to healthcare in this country. It has added so much compliance, so many rules, so many regulations, all of which have added to the cost of doing business, and none of which has helped the borrower. And it's taken more decision-making away from the local community banker and just made it very difficult for them to bank the way that we've always banked, in a way that has been good for our Main Street and our farmers and the institution itself. So the problem is we've rarely gotten help from the Senate. We've got a little low-hanging fruit done this last year that got a lot of hoopla, but what we need now are more United States senators that are Republican, that work with a Republican House, hopefully, that stays in place and rein some of that stuff back in and let you guys bank and lend the way you know how to best. But without enough of the right people in Congress, it's going to be very difficult. Elizabeth Warren would love to make it even harder for you.
There's a texter that wants to know the status of the Farm Bill. I know it technically expired September 30th. You're on the Farm Bill Conference Committee along with Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp. When do you see this thing being done? What's the holdup?
Yeah, well, so a couple things. It did expire September 30th. Some of us were, you know, pushing for an extension of the current Farm Bill for a few months while they continue to work on it. On the other hand, we felt a little bit like if we did an extension, that's just a license to drag it on further. This important point I just made, and maybe I'll emphasize it again, that is that the vast majority of the programs under the Farm Bill, certainly the big ones, the commodity titles, the crop insurance and those things, are mandatory. They don't follow the September 30th or October 1st through September 30th calendar. Rather, they follow the crop season. So this year's crop is covered. And so people don't have to worry about that part of it. There's a few, less than like 3% of the entire USDA that's discretionary. But we're probably fine there. Where we are is that negotiations continue. The House remains in pro forma session. The Senate's in session. The four principals are the committee chairman from the Senate and the House, as well as the ranking Democrat in each, continue to negotiate both in person and on the phone and their staffs. Some progress has been and is being made, but the biggest hang-up, frankly, is Debbie Stabenow, the ranking Democrat in the Senate. She's a Democrat from Michigan. She wants to cut the commodity title, which is designed, of course, to maximize the production of U.S. agricultural products and commodities. She wants to cut it and replace some of those dollars. She wants to take some of those dollars and put it into things like organic farming, incentives for doctors to prescribe fruits and vegetables. She wants to provide subsidies for rooftop vegetable gardens. And as nice as some of these things might be for somebody somewhere along the line, they aren't going to help us feed a hungry world with the type of commodity, bulk commodity growth that production agriculture, for example, in North Dakota provides. So she's been absolutely unyielding on these commodity issues, and that's a pretty big problem. There's also some challenges on the conservation title, of course, and yet it seems to be the commodity title and Debbie Stabenow that are the biggest problem. So hopefully with a strong bipartisan delegation from North Dakota on the committee, we can help persuade the lead Democrat from the Senate to give a little bit and compromise a little bit.
Let's get Chris and Bismarck in here quickly with your question, Chris. We'll get the answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been receiving a lot of text messages and phone calls, especially from MoveOn.org, getting me to register to vote here in the state of North Dakota, which, you know, everybody in North Dakota knows we don't register, asking for campaign donations and things like that. And isn't that in that form of solicitation? I don't give my number out to anybody. How are they getting my number? And what can we do about this? Because it's annoying. I get two text messages, three phone calls a day from Democrats.
Wow, that's amazing. We have other people calling about polls. They're texting about polls. We'll get you an answer, Chris, coming up after the break. Don't go away.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Did you know you now get more speed with new SpeedRower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the SpeedRower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, NDSC.org. Write that down, NDSC.org. That's the North Dakota Safety Council. There is some first aid, CPR, AED training that is coming up. I am going to be attending the training, because I said I'm every time I read this, when I talk about the stats and how, you know, 80% of these incidents that happen in the home. So, you know, you have the chance to help save a loved one's life. I mean, and who knows where you'd use this. So I've been motivated to be part of this, and I wish you'd join me. Check out the schedule under training right at the top of the website, ndsc.org. Before the break, a caller was talking about being annoyed by all these texts he's getting. I have another person here who says, you know, I get calls from pollsters, and as soon as I say I'm voting for Kevin Cramer, they hang up on me. Should we maybe dish this one to the Attorney General's office and Peril Grossman, or what do you, what, is anything you can do?
Yeah, probably not, but I do think it would be a good idea to have Peril come on, you know, or Wayne Stenzerman talk about the no-call list, for example, first of all. And then I think there is, and you guys, I don't know the details of this, but I think there is some, you know, there's some leeway on political calling, whether it's polling or voter ID work, that kind of thing. Imagine, it's not hard to imagine that politicians might have passed a law that exempted themselves. But I do think that there might be a little bit of leeway, but I could be wrong on that, too. I just don't recall anymore. So it might be good to get the facts at this point. This would be a good point in time to get the facts from the Attorney General's office.
By the way, winter storm warning now in effect until 1 a.m. Thursday for Fargo metro area. Heavy snow. New accumulations 3 to 5 inches expected. Storm total snowfall 6 to 12 inches. This is northeast and southeast, North Dakota till one a.m. today. So yeah, the good old weather. Texture says I didn't vote for either Heitkamp or Berg last time because I had some issues with Berg. And while I don't agree with Cramer on everything, I won't make that mistake again. I'm voting Cramer, and I'm going to find people to drive to the polls to vote for Cramer. I have another text from someone that said, the vote on Kavanaugh flipped my switch. I took down my Heitkamp sign. I put up a Cramer sign. Is that, have you heard that from anybody else, or is that anecdotal? Another text from here says, everybody's made up their mind. They made up their mind. They know where they're going to vote. They're not going to change their mind. Nothing's going to make them change their mind. Who's right?
Well, a couple of things. Both can be right. Everyone's always a pretty extreme point, but it makes a point. So just on the first point, we've had lots of people call us for yard signs who had Heitkamp signs up. I don't know the exact number, but we have been hearing it ever since the vote on Saturday. People that, you know, they want us to bring them a sign. They've taken their Heitkamp sign down. They've ripped it up in some cases. I mean, people really, really did change their minds after that vote. On the other piece, I would tell you this, that the polling has been pretty consistent for a long time. I got into the race in February, but we saw a lot of polling even prior to that. There have never been very many undecided voters and very little movement on, particularly on her part. So, the caller might have something to that. There's probably something to that. But I'd even go further, Scotty. Here's what I think has happened as well. We're now into the noise phase of the campaigns, and it's where it's so noisy that the messages don't even break through. We still have to continue to do it. You know, you still have to get your mail. We still want to be on TV and radio and newspaper, all that stuff. But it gets noisy to the point where people just sort of tune it out. And, there may be something to what the texter is saying.
All right, I have a ton of texts here and a couple of calls, so let's just go as quickly as we can on these answers. Ask Congressman Cramer if he will care about Native American issues.
I've always cared about Native American issues. In fact, some of my, you know, most precious legislation deals with raising the standards, for example, for foster care on reservations. I held a hearing specifically on the violence on reservations when I was on the Natural Resources Committee and tried to get to the bottom of it. But this is another area, by the way, Scotty, where I deal directly with citizens on these reservations every bit as much, if not more, than I deal with the leadership on these reservations because I like my access directly with the constituents.
For Congressman Cramer, has there been any discussion to address the U.S. Fish and Wildlife water easements that were put into place 50 years ago and never expire?
Yeah, so there's been quite a bit, actually, including legislation that I've been able to get into various bills that require the state that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service easements should never violate state law, which is really important because North Dakota has passed state laws that do away with permanent easements. Now, we've never been able to get the Senate to agree with that. Imagine that. So we're just going to continue to work, as well as working directly with Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of the Interior, on trying to rein some of this in. I was also able to get language in, however, legislation that keeps the Fish and Wildlife Service wardens and whatnot acting in their role as biologists, not wear their guns and ammo and vests and armaments, and we actually were able to get that into rulemaking since we're, again, difficult to get things done in the Senate. We were able to get the Secretary to put that in an executive order and relieve some of that armament pressure, if you will, and the intimidation factor of the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Last one says, yay, Kevin, see how much care you have for our farmers and ranchers. We appreciate you. Ads out there would make people believe otherwise.
Yeah. Well, don't believe the ads. Believe your heart. Yeah.
Don't believe the ads. Believe your heart. How about that advice? On his way to Wishick for Sauerkraut Day, folks. You can see him down there at the Civic Center. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell's there, too. See you next week. Congressman Kramer from the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen. You feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.